the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Hi, Cammy.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Well, I went on a date with this guy that I met online. His name's Will. We had a really good time, and I really went out of my way to make this date happen. You know, he has kind of a difficult schedule, and I rearranged my own schedule. I had to cancel a plan with somebody else. And, you know, I really went out of my way. I was the one who chose the restaurant, and I just don't know why I haven't heard from him, because we had such a good time. And, you know, I made a lot of effort, and I don't understand why he's not getting back to me.
All right, now, in the email you sent us, you told us that you also drove him?
Yeah, I made a lot of effort. Like, I was the one who picked him up and everything. I mean, you know, I put a lot of planning into this.
Was there any sex involved? Huh?
That was a natural next question.
Was there any sex involved?
She didn't go that much out of her way.
No, not yet. But, I mean, I hope there will be.
No.
Well, it's not looking too good for you right now.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like so far.
No,
like,
I know it's not.
The only thing so far that sounds like this guy did was show up to the date. And really, it wasn't like really show up to the date, because you had to go grab his ass and bring him to the date. But,
Well, I mean, that's okay. You know, it's like we had a really good time. I thought, you know, I really liked him, and I don't understand.
Okay, well, we're going to call him, and hopefully we'll get you another date, or you'll understand why you're not getting another date.
Thanks, you guys.
Okay. All right, Cammy, hold on. Second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Cammy. She's very pleasant. She talked about this guy, Will, who she went on a date with. She said that it was hard making their schedules, freeing up their schedules, I guess, to be able to finagle a date. But they did it. They had a great time. It was so great that Will has been basically MIA. Just such a spectacular date that she can't even get in contact with him for another date. That's how good the date was, Pebbles.
Damn.
And that's why we're going to call him right now for you. Okay, Cammy? Cammy?
Okay, thanks.
Oh, hey, okay.
You lost her.
Yeah, yeah, great. Real.
Hang on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Will?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Will, you won't believe the opportunity that we have for you right now. Please don't hang up. So listen, we are calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. Hello.
Okay.
And back to that amazing offer. This is not BS. We actually have your chance to go on a date with an amazing woman who called us and likes you. Now, she knows you have a very busy schedule, and she's willing to work around that schedule for this date. So the opportunity that we have for you right now at this moment is you name a date, you name a place, the time, all that stuff.
Wait, please don't tell me you're talking about who I think you're talking about.
Who do you think I'm talking about?
Is this about Cammy?
It is about Cammy.
Oh. Jesus. This woman stops at nothing.
Said she had an amazing date.
Yeah, she said she had a great time with you. She would love to go out with you again, but she hasn't been able to get in contact with you.
No, it's definitely not, like, in any way on God's green earth going to happen.
Wow. Okay, can
you... Damn.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. She likes you a lot.
I was not able to go on this first date. I had some conflicts, and I was getting nonstop text messages. Everything that I was saying was, like, rebutted. I finally, like, gave in. We get to this dinner, and she drinks, like, half of her drink and then says that it's no good and has another one brought out and starts to drink that one down. And she's, like, giggling and telling me, like, oh, I can get free drinks like this all night. I got a great way of, like, getting a free meal for us, too. I swear to God, this chick pulls out this like little knife thing that she has on the keychain.
Yeah,
and she cuts her finger.
What?
And blood comes out, and
ew.
She blotches this blood on this little rice thing we had. And the waiter comes out And she's like, there's blood on this. And I don't know what this. She starts complaining. I was like,
yo, that's disgusting.
I'm hanging out with 100% psychopath here.
Oh, what's the big
deal?
Are you kidding me? That's
the
reason.
Wait, wait, wait. Hold on, Dean. Hold on. Will, Cammy is on the phone.
Oh, he's afraid of blood.
Oh, great.
I'm going to pass up. I'm going to pass up. Wait.
Oh, what's the big deal? A little bit of, I mean, the, did we have to pay for it? No. So it works. I mean.
Oh, that voice. That voice.
Come on.
You know, I got like five audio texts from her that are like a minute long.
So we had fun, didn't we?
Cammy, I'm not even being.
I don't understand.
I'm not a mean guy. That's why I just kind of ignored you. But like, you really got to stop.
That's kind of mean, don't you think? Ignoring me after we had so much fun.
You're like danger zone psychopath. You call
what? Really overreacting.
I don't respond to anything you say, and you call a radio station.
Okay, yeah, whatever. So, okay, so we're in touch. And how about if I swing by and pick you up around 9 tonight? Does that work?
I have no idea how to respond. I have no idea.
She is delusional.
Better be careful, Will.
Can I do like a restraining order thing here? Are you guys just on air so I have proof of like this whole situation?
Cammy, I think he hung up. I think you scared him away.
Oh, he'll be all right. I mean, now that I know he's alive, and I know where he works, I'm just going to swing by his work, and, you know, we'll just see what happens.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, here's the deal. Being closer with your family is always a good thing, especially when you meet somebody new. They're like, oh, good, they're close with their family. That means they're not weird. They're not the black sheep. However, being too close to your family could really, really, really destroy your date. You'll see why tomorrow morning, 8:10.